Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You know, I'd love to be able to zoom into the fan in Dallas right now, because we're talking about McLaurin, they're talking about Micah Parsons. Diana Russini's report that the Cowboys' relationship with Micah Parsons has deteriorated to the point where the star pass rusher is considering requesting a trade. That's what is going on in Dallas. We just had that last night in Washington with Terry McLaurin. We bring on Frank Maloney, who's a Commanders fan, as well as the host of Who's Talking Mondays here on 910 The Fan. Your initial thoughts on this?
So I have said for 2 weeks that I think McLaurin and his agent are making a huge mistake. McLaurin's career and legacy hinge on what happens now. All those good years in the past will be forgotten.
Yeah.
You got a team that came, you know, within a half, you could argue, of making the Super Bowl. Why would you jeopardize your relationship with the team, the ownership, the management, and the quarterback that will be, if things continue, a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
The
hold in was the right move that he made. The holding out was bad. The hold in was the right move. Requesting a trade is when you start to burn bridges.
Listen, you know what that does? Almost invariably what happens, you get people sore.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you want to go to work into a building and half the people are looking at you differently, I think that's a mistake that McLaurin has not factored in. His agents is telling him, hey, if you don't do this, you'll never get to that. Well, listen, what is his salary now? He's getting 20.
Yeah, and this has just split the fan base now, which is not what you want. And Adam Peters in his back pocket knows that every future free agent wide receiver will want to come play with Jaden Daniels.
Yes, yes. And let's face this. Right now, the phone is lit up with other coaches around the league and management people trying to see maybe will Washington trade him.
Yeah, I think this was the last move Terry McLaurin could make. It was his last chip that he could play here. He's now all in. I still think a deal gets done, and I think Washington will maybe up, you know, if Stephen A. Smith's saying they offered 26, now he requests a trade, I think they'll come back like 29. And we'll see what happens. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. Let's go to Witt in Chesterfield. What's up, Witt? You're on the fan with AWOD.
Yeah, AWOD, how you doing, bud? I've talked to you a couple times before. Yeah, I think his agent is asking for too much money, like Frank is saying. If he's asking for $40 million, then they are far, far apart.
Yeah.
But I tell you who has caused a whole lot of this problem. Jerry Jones down in Dallas.
Yes.
He overpaid Prescott by probably $20 million. He overpaid CeeDee Lamb by probably $10 to $15 million.
Yeah.
And now he's reached pretty much the end of his rope. He's painted himself into a corner with Parsons. He's running out of money.
Yeah.
And he's caused a lot of this problem around the league now. That's forced these salaries up. And it's causing problems for I believe, a lot of these general managers now.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, and especially given Terry McLaurin's age.
Yes.
Ja'Marr Chase, 25, highest paid. Second, Justin Jefferson, 26. Third, CeeDee Lamb, you just mentioned he's probably overpaid at 34. Well, he's 26, so you can make sense of that. DK Metcalf's 28. Garrett Wilson now is 5, and he's 25. A.J. Brown's 28. He's better than Terry McLaurin.
Right.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think Terry's better than him, but Amon-Ra's 26. The age is a big factor in this.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what is it? I think his agents make 10 to 15% on every contract. So, you know, he's looking out for himself. Buddy Baker is probably, you know, he's looking at all the dollar signs he's going to put in that bank account. And he's figuring, you know, hey, you know, the more the merrier, you know. And to heck with it, with the Commanders. I'm looking out for myself, too, you know.
Yeah. Whit, it sounds like what you're saying is Terry McLaurin's agents putting him in a bad spot. McLaurin should fire this guy. Terry is his best client. He's trying to get life-changing money for himself here.
Right. I can see him. I can maybe see him giving him $30 million.
Yeah.
But not over that. Not over $30 million. You know, and if they say $29 million, We'll sign you for $29 million, and they say no. Then I say okay, well we'll just trade you, you know. And if they can get a second and a third or a second and a fourth, maybe just eat it for 1 year and then get yourself a receiver in the draft.
Yeah,
the next draft, you know.
And the one problem is, like you said with Jerry Jones, there are other dumb owners that will overpay a Terry McLaurin to bring in the star power, to sell tickets, to sell jerseys, not even caring about wins and losses. But the bottom line and the dollar.
Well, there was a big article now. You might want to look it up if you don't look at the Washington Post every day, and I don't look at it every day, but I look at it a lot of days. I think it was Jason Lockwood Forer wrote the article yesterday on Jerry Jones and what he's done with the Cowboys and the problems he's got now about overpaying these guys.
Yeah.
So it's I think it was yesterday's edition. You might want to look it up and read the story on that.
I will check it out. I appreciate you chiming in. The latest headline on the Washington Post today is the Commanders aren't trading Terry McLaurin, but they need to make a deal. And that's how I feel. They're not going to trade him. I really think they would rather him look like an idiot and just sit out the season. How dumb would Terry McLaurin look if this team is winning games and he's just sitting there not getting paid, not playing, losing value every single week?
Well, it could play out that way. I think your last caller actually touched on something that I've felt like for a week or so, and that is if T-Mac wants to go down this road and play hardball, he's making a huge mistake because he's not a free agent. He's under contract.
Yeah.
And if Peters wants to stick to his guns, Peters knows that he's going to have to make some big buys.
And here's the other thing.
In the next few years.
Here's the other thing. As much as I love Terry McLaurin, I love watching him catch touchdowns, and we don't win the Detroit game without him. We don't win this game, that game, blah, blah, blah. Like, just look at Terry McLaurin, all right? He's going to have less production every year because he's not some freak physical athlete. Like, he's one of the best of the best.
He's very.
But like, look at the speed and the twitch of Ja'Marr Chase.
Yes.
The unbelievable hands of Justin Jefferson. Like, CeeDee Lamb is built much bigger than Terry McLaurin. He has overachieved in his career because of his work ethic,
right,
and his commitment to the craft,
right.
But those aren't reasons to pay a 31-year-old guy.
And see, that could be clouding the issue for him because the agent is telling him that.
Yeah.
You know. I would just tell him and the agent, I'd make sure they're on the same line and say, listen, if this continues much longer, we know the phone number for the Arizona Cardinals, and they got a couple players that I think we can trade for, and we'll go get a draft pick as well, and we'll wish you the best, but we are not going to be held like blackmail victims in this deal.
Right. Because you know who got blackmailed year after year after year was Dan Snyder.
Yes.
This new ownership is doing it differently. And in Dallas, you know what the situation is? It's Micah Parsons versus Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
This is Terry McLaurin versus Adam Peters. That's the way it should be.
Well, the funny thing is the Giants made a huge mistake with that running back.
Letting go Saquon Barkley?
Right. Saquon Barkley was a completely different deal.
Yeah.
They decided erroneously to go down a certain path, and then they couldn't deviate. In this situation, Peters should not play the game in the media. Just say directly to that agent and to T-Mac, listen, we love you here. Jaden Daniels really likes you, but we are not going to be blackmailed.
You know, yeah, this is why the whole thing has upset me with the agent. He's so calculated. At training camp, I was there on Sunday. As soon as I walk in the building, I see, SportsCenter is going to broadcast live here at 8 a.m. Well, at 7:30, it was reported that Terry McLaurin is ending the holdout, and he's holding in. And it became a national story. And it's like, you know what was going on in the agent's mind? It was, we can become a national story, and then we'll start to divide the fan base here. They want everybody to be Team Terry. Oh, the ownership sucks. I can't believe they're not paying him. This is Adam Peters' first big mistake. No, it's not.
No, it isn't.
He's played everything correctly here.
He's trying to make sure that the overall payroll next year and the year thereafter isn't a train wreck.
Terry McLaurin showed up on Sunday, signed autographs Sunday, signed autographs Monday, signed autographs Tuesday. There should have been a contract signed Tuesday night. There wasn't. Was there a contract Wednesday? No. Thursday, you know what happens? 30 minutes before the NBC primetime pregame show, it comes out. And what does that get? The agent's number one player becomes national news. The agent is winning in this situation, not Terry McLaurin.
And Terry could get screwed in a big way here.
Yeah.
This you know, Peters is smart enough not to let this guy end up playing for an NFC East rival.
Right. I mean, that's why, you know, everything's calculated here. The Commanders aren't speaking to the media today. Mm. But, like, I would love to get a microphone in front of Terry McLaurin and ask him, do you want to be part of this franchise? When
it's red hot.
When it's red hot.
Red hot.
When we have one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yep.
And, like, look, if he played on this current contract that he's on, all right?
Yep.
He would be the 17th highest paid receiver in the league. That's not bad at all, right?
Right.
He's making more than Jerry Jeudy, Cooper Kupp, Christian Kirk. Cooper Kupp's won a Super Bowl, Terry.
How much money is he getting paid right now?
I think it's $19 million.
Okay. So is it hard to live on $19 million in D.C.?
Right. And it could be $23 if he plays this season.
Okay. So here's what I would say to his agent. Let's negotiate a little bump, and we'll end this thing right now.
Right. Here, you know what I think would make both sides happy?
He would save face. See, he needs to save face now.
I really think it's an average annual value. So it's his cash value is $19 million this year.
Yep.
The cap hit is $25 million. And the average annual value is 22. Here's what would make, I think, both sides happy. A one-year $31 million extension. 1 year, all right?
I don't think you have to even go that high. All you have to do is bump it up enough to save face.
But here's the thing. It's getting to the point where Washington, instead of offering him 4 years or even 3 years, will look at 2 years or 1 year. And they're going to get to the point where they're going to say, you play for us this year. We hope we win a Super Bowl. And then we're going to shake hands and say goodbye because your agent has screwed you.
Yep. And you know,
and we're not playing hardball like this.
Right.
This is a new era.
Right. And, you know, to me, this is the strangest thing. Everything else is copacetic with the Commanders except this.
Yeah.
So I think what this agent has done is made a huge miscalculation.
Frank Maloney's with us here. I know you want to talk ACC football, but we'll open up the phone lines, see if we can get any more calls. We want to touch the people here, get your thoughts on who's in the right, who's in the wrong with this current Terry McLaurin situation. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910TheFan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You can chime in. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Phone lines are open on AWOD Radio. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. You can tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio. This Terry McLaurin situation sucks, but I do feel like we have competent people in the front office to deal with it. It's a delicate issue. Brian tweets me, AWOD, I'm 100% with you on Terry. He's such a great dude, but it's a bad look for him. He needs a different agent. Man up, play out the contract, and get a ring. That's worth way more than a couple million and a bad rep. I like that take there from Brian.
I agree.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It really is a frustrating situation. And I will say, I'm glad that we're talking about this today in a day in which practice isn't open up to the media, because I love breaking down what people saw at training camp. I want to talk about how Chris Moore is popping and how Jalen Lane, the wide receiver out of Virginia Tech, looks like he's going to be way more than just a punt returner this season. He had an end around that he took to the house. I mean, he's got the speed. He's going to be, I think, your like-for-like replacement of Olamide Zaccheaus. I think that's the plan.
Well, you know, there are opportunities in this offense. And, you know, if a kid has been working hard and took care of business in the offseason, made themselves a little quicker, a little stronger, give them a little bit more stamina, you know, what McLaurin's doing is he's opening the door for somebody.
Somebody's catching passes. Somebody's running his routes in practice every day.
And somebody
That's a fact.
And somebody's talking to Jaden in and around the complex.
Yeah. And even Jaden, I thought this was, we didn't get into it, but I thought Ben Standing had a terrific article. We brought him on yesterday. After practice, Jaden was at the podium, and they asked him about, there was a moment in practice where he went and like complained to a few players because one of the guys jumped off sides or false started.
Yep.
And it was like he said something like, hey, we set a standard, and he wants to make sure that everyone's on that same standard. Jaden is more vocal this year. He's more of a vocal leader. And so that's why this is such an important time for everybody that's in the building. And so it's a frustrating situation. But, like, I was at training camp, and Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, the running back they're calling Bill, because that's his nickname, Guy is legit, man. He's jump cutting through people. Every player is talking about him. Every coach is talking about him.
Well, you know,
that's what I want to talk about, the guys that are making plays on the field.
Well, you know, I said that last year I thought Robinson could be a star. But, you know, here's the crazy thing in the NFL. If you don't grab that bull by the horns when the opportunity is right there, somebody else will, because they're hungrier, they're stronger, they're faster. And, you know, I like Austin Eckler, and I like the other kid. What's his name?
Jeremy McNichols.
McNichols. They're fine. But, you know, this is Robinson's job.
Yeah.
If he lets this guy get in there, it's his own fault.
Yeah. And look, more competition in the room is just going to make everyone better.
Yes.
It really. And I believe it will be a good season for Brian Robinson, but I already saw enough to know that I feel like halfway through the season, either Eckler or B-Rob will deal with some kind of injury, and Kroski Merritt will get an opportunity. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Frank Maloney's hanging out with us. We're live from River City Roll in Scott's Edition. Let's go to Kevin in Richmond. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man? What do you want to chime in about?
Hey, so obviously, like, the NFL is a business, so you got to understand from the general manager's standpoint that Terry is getting older, so we probably wouldn't want to extend him for that long.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's like, thank you, sir. All right, if Washington is trying to win now and he's your number one guy, what exactly else is out there if you was to go away from Terry that could possibly help Washington win now?
Yeah.
Like, if that's the focus of the franchise is to win now, where are your options outside of, I mean, all the other top guys, like you said, they didn't got their contracts done. So where do you go outside of a Terry McLaurin for the next year or two?
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying, Kevin. Let me get your answer on this. I think this is such an important offseason, and I'm not sure Adam Peters feels that way. Adam Peters might look at this like, dude, I just got here. I just drafted Jaden Daniels. I just drafted Mikey Sainristil. Give me two more drafts. I'm going to find the next Terry McLaurin. I'm going to find the next Deebo Samuel. I'm going to make sure the offense is set up for the foreseeable future, right? So maybe Adam Peters doesn't view this year as that important.
You got a point with, because what, that was, Jaden was a rookie last year, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's insane to think, but he was, you know?
You got a point if he wanted to take two or three. Yeah, I mean, I feel like both sides have an argument. Like you said, Terry, he hasn't had any long-term injuries. So I feel like, I mean, a deal probably would get done. But, I mean, from the way they looked last year, you would think they would want to win in the next, you know, next year, two or three years, something like that.
Yeah, but then Kevin, you also have to look at it like this. So Terry McLaurin has one more year on the deal, right? They have a bunch of guys that next year are going to have one more year on the deal. If you pay Terry, and he's not a free agent, and you extend him, every single one of those guys are then going to ask to be extended next year. And then you're going to be in a Dan Snyder situation where you're overpaying and overextending players just to keep them here. We don't need to do that anymore. Yeah. We hit free agency, and there's going to be 90% of wide receivers that are going to be so hungry to play for Jaden Daniels, to catch passes from him, to get the heck out of Cleveland, or to get the heck out of all these other places. So, like, that's a factor here.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue with the results that he put out and just the discrepancy between him and the other receivers. I know they got some young guys that's probably on the come up, but he's your clear number one guy. So it's like, I mean, I feel like they'll get a deal done, like you said, for probably a couple of more million, something, you know. But who knows?
Yeah, good call. I appreciate you chiming in, Kevin. We all want a deal to get done, for sure. We want Terry McLaurin here, but I want this to be a good business decision.
Right.
And I like that ownership's not stepping in. This is Adam Peters' job. This is Adam Peters' first chaotic moment, for sure, as the general manager. But I like the way he's handling it. I think he's standing his ground here, and I think that's the right way to handle this.
He's setting an example for the future, so that the players on his team and the free agents that are out in the marketplace and future draft picks understand These guys are reasonable and fair, but they're not crazy.
Terry has the argument that he had 13 touchdowns last year, that he's still got stuff left in the tank, that you finally gave him a good quarterback, and he's going to go out there and make plays. Adam Peters and the Commanders just have too much to offer in this conflict here, because they know they've got Jaden forever. They're never going to let Jaden go.
Yeah.
They know that they are building something here.
Yep.
And they know that other players, when they hit free agency, I mean, Adam Schefter came out with the report last year in the middle of the season that free agents were already telling their agents they want to come here to Washington.
Yeah.
And Deebo Samuel wanted to come here to Washington.
Well, it's not an accident, because the television and game day live in any NFL stadium that Jaden plays in, it's pretty clear he's special.
Yeah. So Terry McLaurin, look, I think there's a chance that Terry McLaurin could get a contract that's, hey, you're going to play this year instead of on $22 million at $29
million. Or at $25.
And then go try free agency.
Right.
Because it's going to get to the point now where you're burning bridges, and we're going to decide that we want you for this season because it's too late for us to replace you. But moving forward, we will replace you, and we'll replace anybody else that is putting themselves over the team.
Exactly. And I think this weekend you're probably right. I think that Peters just demands a summit with that agent.
Here's what I think is happening behind the scenes, and we're all kind of speculating because we're only going off of certain reports, right? Where did they start at? Well, Adam Schefter says that Terry McLaurin's agent, Buddy Baker. Again, if you want to fight with anyone, fight Buddy Baker. Please.
Yeah.
It's not Terry's fault. Let's not hate Terry because of this, or let's not hate the Commanders' front office because of this, or ownership. Go after the agent who's getting in the way here. But it was reported that his agent asked for DK money or significantly higher. All right, so let's say that's 35. Well, then Washington just watched Cortland Sutton, same age, similar production, get 23. So if one side's offering 23, one side's offering 35, all right?
Yeah.
That's why negotiations didn't go well.
I see.
Right? And then you take it a step forward. Then Stephen A. Smith says, all right, the Commanders have now offered 26, all right? And then Terry McLaurin didn't like that. He requests a trade. What's the next step here? Adam Peters going to up it by $3 or $4 million. He's going to go up to 29 or 30.
Their
trade request was the last piece that Terry had to argue.
I don't think he's going to do that. I think he's going to say, listen, we're willing to bump you up to 25, 26 so it gives you something to be confident with.
Yeah.
Because you're valuable to the organization. But we're not going to sell the house.
Yeah.
So that you can have the biggest garage apartment in the neighborhood.
I think he's going to get a deal done. And again, I keep saying, Lamar Jackson requested a trade. It got ugly. He got a deal done. Jonathan Taylor requested a trade. He got a deal done. Brandon Ayuk last year, all offseason, he's going to get traded out of San Francisco. He got a deal done. And then just this past February, Myles Garrett told everybody he didn't want to play in Cleveland anymore. They gave him a couple more million dollars. He stayed in Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, it's a crazy world. Professional sports and now, college sports, which is semi-pro now. It's a crazy world, and it's hard to believe people are squabbling. Look how late this is before the season begins.
Yeah.
So I think Terry and mostly his agent have made a huge mistake. Terry should tell the guy, listen, let's just take that deal. I want to get into camp. I want to get ready. I want to go win. I want to go win the NFC.
I'm interested to see what comes out as the latest offer. We heard the report of 26.
Yeah.
Then he demands a trade.
Yeah.
Are they going to say 26 again? I think they're going to say 29. If Terry McLaurin then turns down 29, then it gets even uglier.
No, it doesn't. You send him to Arizona. You put him on a bus. You go get a couple of draft picks or a couple of players and a draft pick. And you know what? You thank him for his service.
See, I'd rather have him sit on the sidelines and do nothing and make no money than even trade him.
I would. I believe you send such a strong message. Listen, we're not going to play these games. We have got a potential Hall of Fame quarterback, who fills the stadium every week now. Let's go make sure that we do everything we can to help him win. And your agent and your little game that you're playing here right as camp is beginning is sabotaging the big plan.
If you want to chime in, 833-804-09. We'll take a quick commercial break. You're listening to A1 on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A1 Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders. So I told you guys a segment ago, I'd love to be a fly on the wall on the Fan in Dallas to see what they're talking about with the latest on Micah Parsons. And Micah has just released a statement. He says, "Yes, I wanted to be here. I did everything I could to show that I wanted to be a Cowboy and wear the star on my helmet. I wanted to play in front of the best fans in sports and make this America's team once again. The team my pops and I grew up cheering for way up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, I no longer want to be here. I no longer want to be held to closed-door negotiations without my agent present. I no longer want shots taken at me for getting injured while laying it on the line for the organization, our fans, and teammates. I no longer want narratives created and spread to the media about me. I had purposely stayed quiet in hopes of getting something done." I mean, it's three pages of notes. Stubb, you could tweet it out on the station account. If you've gotten a chance to read it and if there's anything else I missed, let me know here. I don't think it's worth reading the whole statement here, but he's made it very clear. He wants out of Dallas. Would you consider trading Terry McLaurin for Micah Parsons?
It's fun beer talk at a bar, but
yeah,
it's not legit. First off, Washington has it going on. I wouldn't do anything to help the Cowboys.
I wouldn't either.
You know, it's their arch rival.
What do you think is more likely? Micah Parsons gets traded or Terry McLaurin gets traded? I think Micah.
I think Micah Parsons is gone, if that is legit. If Terry goes through this weekend and doesn't sign a deal or commit to this coming year, he might be gone because Peters hadn't got time to fool with it.
Yeah. Stubb, Micah Parsons said, "Thank you, Dallas." Very interesting, man.
Very interesting.
It's over.
I think I might take that trade straight up. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, you're being silly. Come on.
Believe me. I would love to execute the trade in Madden and play a game today and just have Jaden Daniels run around, throw it to Jalen Lane, throw it to Luke McCaffrey, and then have maybe a top five defense in the league.
It would be so fun because Dallas isn't Terry away.
No. Micah Parsons on one side, Von Miller on the other side?
Do we stay a championship roster in that one for one?
You know what I love about this?
Rookies.
I think this is what I love most about this, is the NFL moves so quick. Terry McLaurin is old news now. I bet if you turn on SportsCenter, they're not talking about Terry anymore. Micah Parsons and the Cowboys, to them, are a bigger deal. The NFL moves so quickly through its stories. Terry's old news now. It's all about, will Micah Parsons get traded?
You know, that might be good for Terry.
Yeah.
To be honest, he has gotten in the middle of something that he did not want to do. His agent has talked him right into bad PR, and it's a shame.
If you want to tweet us your thoughts, at AWOD Radio, a listener, Rob, tweets me, "Yes, I would trade Terry for Micah." Boonsta tweets me, "Yes, in a heartbeat." Danny tweets me, "AWOD, he does have ties to DQ." Just saying.
I think Dan Quinn would
be so fired up?
Like
Dan Quinn's mind, this is his Christmas right here. Who cares about the offense? That's Cliff Kingsbury's fault. Dan Quinn wants the defense to be elite. That's what he stays up all night for.
Yeah.
I think that they might say yes to that trade.
Here's what's even better than that is that Terry McLaurin plays on the damn contract that he's on, and we trade future draft picks to Dallas for Micah Parsons, and we get our cake and eat it too.
That's different. If Dallas is crazy enough to fall into that trap, you know, Micah Parsons is like one of the best defensive players in the NFL.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do it. Something else is going to happen.
How much is Micah Parsons worth per year?
I think he's in the 40.
Yeah, he's
like
40.
He's worth significantly more than Terry McLaurin.
Yes, it would take more up.
Right. Yeah. I mean, edge, because the premier positions in the league now have been in this order: quarterback one, Edge rushers, too. T.J. Watt money is two behind quarterback.
Left offensive tackle is up there.
It's up there, but it's not. I think it's quarterback, then edge rusher, then it's wide receiver. And you see, like, Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase money. I mean, I think what we've got going on in Washington is way less of a dire situation than Micah and Dallas. The 26-year-old edge rusher, the future of your franchise wants out. Jane Daniels is the future of our franchise, not Terry McLaurin.
I agree, but I think it's hard. Here's the thing. They developed chemistry last year, and that's what the agent is playing, that emotional game with the franchise and the ownership, and the GM, and that Daniels and Terry have such good chemistry. How do you replace that? You got me? I mean, the Redskins, Commanders, essentially dictated to other teams, you can't stop us.
Yeah. I got a tweet here from a Commanders fan, Hog, on Twitter. he says, remember, Terry said he wants to make it abundantly clear that he wants to stay in Washington.
Yeah.
Micah has just made it clear he doesn't want to be in Dallas. There's levels to this. Terry McLaurin, I think, will end up telling his agent maybe we shot too high.
Yes. Yeah, if he's smart.
Right? Because I just, outside of a couple of dumb teams like the Cowboys, like, how much are people going to off Terry, a 30-year-old wide receiver that wants a 3-year extension? Again, we go through the list of the top paid receivers in the NFL. There's only one guy in the top 10 that's Terry's age or higher, and that's Tyreek Hill.
And he
breaks the top off of every defense.
Well, he's sort of a freak of nature.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why, as much as I love Terry McLaurin, yep, I think the fan base needs to understand that I'm coming from a place of love when I say Terry McLaurin's not the receiver that Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf are. He's not.
No.
He's not even A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown's 2 years younger.
And A.J. Brown is a bad.
And he just won a Super Bowl.
He's a bad man.
I mean, Terry's better than Cooper Kupp, who won a Super Bowl.
Who's had knee issues.
Right, but he's making $15 million. You don't deserve double him.
No. Oh, that's.
It's annoying. And look, we're seeing this in all levels of football now, college, NFL, and even in high school, where these players feel like you have to put a dollar sign next to their name to find out their value, their worth. Stats used to prove that.
It's happening in high school.
Yeah, I know. Do you want to talk college football? I kind of want to just stick with this situation. Open up the phone lines, 833-804-0910. We want to hear from you, 833-804-0910. Don tweets me, they traded Pickens. That ship has sailed. Yeah, I mean, I understand that. So Dallas has CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens. They probably wouldn't do the swap, Terry, for Micah Parsons. It's just fun to talk about. Like, we're having a beer on the radio. Me and Frank Malone.
Man, we've got to have to cut you off. it's time to talk ACC football, man. We're weeks away. Come on.
Yeah, I know. When does it start here? Is it August 31st?
August 30th.
We actually have a game August 23rd, Stanford against Hawaii.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
It is weird.
That is so. What is that? What is that logo? That Hawaiian logo?
if you want to transition to college, here's what I'll say.
Please.
Which of these games is the most important for the ACC to win?
Clemson, LSU.
Florida State, Alabama?
That
could be bigger.
That's big.
If Florida State, off of the worst year in the last 10 years for that university, knocks off Bama week one, that's a bigger statement probably.
No question, but since Clemson is the
cream of the crop,
overwhelming favorite to run the table in the ACC, and a team projected to be top three or four in the entire NCAA, if they beat LSU, okay.
You know what would even be a bigger statement?
Yeah.
If Syracuse beat Tennessee. That'd be huge.
Well, that might get that coach fired.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
absolutely.
That's not the same thing.
I'd love for Virginia Tech to beat South Carolina, but like I'm talking about, like, in terms of what would be a bigger impact, Florida State was the bottom of the conference.
Yep.
If they beat Alabama, that's All of a sudden, it opens the door for the ACC to get three, maybe four teams in.
Well, it's a significant storyline, but let's face it. The game that will have the most eyes on it is Clemson-LSU.
Death Valley versus Death Valley. It's in Death Valley.
And, you know, you got the coach there for the Tigers, the LSU.
Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly is under great heat because he has been losing these opening season games.
Yeah.
Dabo is chomping at the bit because he has the quarterback. Quarterback had a marvelous year last year, Klubnik. Klubnik is so giddy with what he's doing during media days down there in Charlotte.
He was
very smooth.
Dude, he's in line to be the number one overall pick.
Well, a Heisman candidate.
A Heisman candidate, for sure.
And listen, he beats LSU, and that train is moving down the tracks.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick commercial break. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. Tweet us at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Frank, before I let you get into the ACC, I want to say one more thing.
Good grief.
The next thing I'm waiting for is I'm hoping that we don't see a tweet with three screenshots of their notes and it's Terry McLaurin saying goodbye to Washington. Because that's what Micah Parsons just did.
He's not.
And I don't think he's going to do that.
He's not that crazy.
Because I think he's closer to firing his agent.
Yes.
Than really saying goodbye to Washington.
Or reprimanding his agent.
Yeah.
Well, so be it. I mean, you know, this thing may go on for days.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm hoping before the end of the weekend. Because, you know, next week's things really gear up. I mean, I believe, Stubb, you can check on this. I believe their first preseason game is next Friday.
That would be correct.
We got to get a deal done.
Yeah, you want to have this thing swept out of the way. It's time to get going. And speaking of that, let's talk about UVA and season four for Coach Tony Elliott.
Yes.
So now
I told my audience, this is the most excited I've been for UVA football.
And you should be. And everyone in the media and everyone that follows college football in Virginia, this is a big time. I've been telling people on your show all summer, this is a huge season, not only for Tony Elliott, but Brent Pry at Tech.
This is my opinion on UVA. They now have the facility. They have the coach that they wanted, all right? Carlo Williams handpicked Tony Elliott.
Yep.
And they have the resources, the anonymous massive donation that was made last year. So I think they spent wisely on NIL. They have the coach that they want, presumably still, in Tony Elliott. And they've got the facilities that they want, too. There's no excuses.
And they've gotten 32 transfers, and many of whom have excellent experience. In fact, Mitchell Melton has got a ring from Ohio State.
So, and a very easy schedule.
Well, and it's about time, because Virginia has had some of the most brutal scheduling in the country.
Got to win week two against NC State.
Well, you know, I think that is a litmus test for the season. Virginia opens against Coastal Carolina on the 30th of this month, August.
Yep.
A 6 p.m. game on the ACC Network.
That should be a win.
Right. And also a good crowd for a night crowd under the lights. Then they travel down to Raleigh in a very strange situation in that both Virginia and NC State could not find a good out-of-conference game, so they just decided to play each other.
And that's because of the new revenue-sharing model where UVA basically decided it's not worth going to ODU or to JMU or even hosting JMU and losing again.
Well, that's not going to happen.
It happened a couple years ago. Instead, they choose an ACC team to play against in a non-ACC game, hoping that it will air on ACC Network and they'll get good ratings.
Well, it's actually on ESPN2.
It's on ESPN2.
How about them apples?
Well.
So, and then the game three against William & Mary.
Must win.
Is an ACC Network game. So, I will say this to you. If Virginia is 3-0 at that time, they got a shot at 8 or 9 wins.
I think they can get to 4-0. The problem is I see them losing to Florida State, Louisville.
I think the Florida State game is right there within reach. They are trying to rebuild their reputation. They were terrible last year. They lost to BC.
Yeah.
So Virginia beat BC.
But they were in a lot of games last year.
I don't care. They found a way to look bad in the fourth quarter.
They didn't have a quarterback. I think they got a decent quarterback this year in Tommy Castellanos.
And guess what? Virginia beat him. I think air coaches are not worried about that guy. So that is a Friday night game.
Do you think that ACC coaches view Chandler Morris or Tommy Castellanos as the better quarterback?
I think here's what's going to happen this season.
It's an unknown.
It is an unknown. Here's what I think is going to happen. As the season goes on and Virginia gains this momentum that everyone is expecting, they're going to say, if they're heading into Louisville and they're, 5-0 at that point? If they are 5-0 going out to Louisville for that game on October 4th, trust me, you are going to read a lot about Chandler Morris.
Now tell me why the Week 8 game is set up.
It's Washington State?
Yeah.
I think, again,
because you've started conference play by that point.
Right. So I think part of that is a result of they were having a hard time filling out their schedule to begin with. And they had to default to NC State and make that a non-conference game on September 6th.
Yeah.
Washington State is, Washington State is coming east again in a few weeks after this game to play JMU. So I think Washington State just couldn't find opponents, and Virginia needed a non-conference game.
It's weird that those two games are not swapped, right? That Washington State's not week two, and that NC State's not once you – it's just always weird to start conference play and then leave conference play for a week.
Well, it's weird, even though it is on the schedule written down as a non-conference game.
Yep.
So, but
then Bill Belichick.
Well, then they're playing at Carolina on October 25th. Wouldn't it be great if both schools were having good seasons?
Yeah.
That would be awesome because that's the oldest rivalry in the South. I don't understand why Cal is even in the ACC, but we're playing them there. We've got to go all the way out there to play them.
Yep.
Wake Forest is in a giant rebuild mode. That's basically a layup game. Then Virginia goes to Duke. Duke is under a lot of pressure to live up to the last 3 years. Can Manny Diaz do it? And I'm telling you this right now, don't expect Duke to be as good as they've been in the last 3 years.
There were a lot of people that liked their quarterback at ACC kickoff. Darian Mensah.
Yeah, he replaced the quarterback that they really liked.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm not all in, because I liked the guy they had last year.
Yeah.
There was a transfer from Texas that was a five-star, and he didn't end up doing much.
Yep. So, you know, and then the VPI game wraps up the end of the season. I think this is a crazy year. There's a lot of pressure on drones at VPI. Can he stay healthy with that stress fracture in his foot? Can their offensive line not step on the stress-fractured foot? Can Tech find a way somehow on their offense to develop some balance?
Yeah.
I'm not picking on them, but I do think Brent Pry is in a hot seat.
I mean, he has to be, because last year was the hype and there was nothing. It was a dudded season. He has to be in the hot seat. I think it's there is good news, because they brought a lot of guys back. There's unfinished business. You brought back the quarterback. If he stays healthy, you have an offense coordinator that knows how to use him. I think it could be a successful season for them. Successful is above 500, because they didn't do that last year.
Well, I think they're under significantly more pressure. Now, within the Virginia family of fans and alumni, this is it for Tony Elliott.
All right, let's go through the top five.
Go ahead.
In the ACC, following the conclusion of this season, all right?
Yeah.
Number one, I'm sticking with Clemson.
Why not? Until the king is beaten, you just have to give them the accolades.
Number two, are you saying SMU? Or is there somebody else?
Well, I think SMU as well as Miami are jockeying there, but you know the team to watch is Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is well coached. That coach knows what he's doing, and that quarterback is lightning in a bottle.
I mean, I think just as you think Georgia Tech's a dark horse, I think Pitt is a dark horse too.
Well,
they brought back their quarterback. They were 6-0 at one point last year. Like they were on fire, and
yeah,
then they ended the season horribly. But
they crashed and burned.
Yeah.
So the question is, can they get over that and immediately bounce back?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say they're going to get 50-50 results. I think that's a team that could win 7 or 8 games. I don't see Pitt winning 9 or 10 games.
All right, what about Louisville or FSU?
So I would normally lean towards Louisville in this situation, except that star quarterback moved on, and they're breaking in a new guy.
Yeah, but he was a USC. I mean, he was like a five-star.
That didn't play.
If Brohm is the quarterback whisperer that I think he is, he will – because nobody knew who Tyler Shough is before this past year. Then he ends up getting drafted under Brohm, right? So
right.
I believe in Brohm.
Well, I think Louisville has more pieces. Florida State is just in disarray. NIL has not gone well in these first couple of years. And – number two, they've made bad decisions on the quarterback business.
But their schedule is so cupcake, man.
FSU?
Yeah.
It can't be better than Virginia's.
It's not better than Virginia's, but like, so start conference play with Virginia, then it's Miami, all right? Then it's like a 3-week stretch of Pitt, Stanford, Wake Forest, and they close with Virginia Tech and NC State.
Well,
they will have to play Florida to end the season.
And Clemson. So
yeah.
Here's the rub with Florida State. They have Florida at the end of the season. They have VPI. I think that's – isn't that in Blacksburg?
Yeah.
No.
That game's in Florida.
That's in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Clemson, they're not going to beat Clemson this year. Wake Forest and Stanford are cupcakes. Pitt is a tougher game. Miami is trying to prove themselves. Now, here's the thing. I don't know what to make of this quarterback, this Carson Beck character. I talked to him for 10 minutes at Media Day. I couldn't tell, is that guy a Lamborghini salesman? Or is he a star quarterback with a chip on his shoulder?
I mean, he's got a chip on his shoulder.
He's got an arm.
Yeah.
And he apparently has a new girlfriend.
If Kirby Smart brought him to Georgia,
yeah,
then you know there's talent there.
But something happened. Listen, something happened down there. The girlfriend I heard was a crazy broad.
I think he got more money to go to Miami.
But there's something else there.
Frank, we got to run. Appreciate you stopping by. Grant Polson, Danny Ruye, drive you home. Grant and Danny coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.